Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and I'm back in our McHugh Center studio after a trip to Spain with the men's basketball team. My guest this afternoon is one of the biggest names in college field hockey, Tara Vatese, who's heading into her third year at the university, or I guess your third year has actually started this week.
Yes.
I know this is a busy time of year for you, so thanks for stopping by.
No, thank you for having me.
So tell us about your summer. You played on the United States under 21 national team, right?
Yes. So once school was done, we ended May 13th was the last day of finals. I left the 14th, and then the Saturday after I got home, I traveled to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we played against the Chile national team. My sister's team was playing them, and then we had the opportunity to play Chile after they did. So I was thrown right into the mix of 21s right after school ended. So it was tough.
And then you go back with the 21s as soon as the season ends, right?
Yes.
You go to Chile to play?
Yeah, so the Junior World Cup is actually November 20th is when we leave, but it starts the 24th and it ends the 6th of December. And that's in Santiago, Chile.
So how do you make that work with final exams and academics? Is that challenging?
Yes. So I've already had to meet with Megan Daly, who's our academic coordinator, and she has written me up a memo for my professors, and I was planning on giving them those memos to them this week and beginning of next week. It's just very hectic right now because everyone's bombarding professors since it's the first day of class.
Right. When I interviewed you for an article when you were a first year here, you talked about going to London in 2012 to see your sister Michelle play for the United States field hockey team in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And how that inspired you. Did you go to Rio to see her this month?
We did not go to Rio. Unfortunately, no one in my family went. It was definitely tough for my parents. They were unsure what to do just because of everything going on in Rio. I know for them it was hard, too, because they have full-time jobs, so taking off that much time would have been difficult for them. But for me, preseason started the 9th, and their first game was the 6th. So there was really no time for me to get there, and I know I had to be here, so I was not able to go. But I did watch some of the games on TV, which was nice to see.
I know you mentioned before that you aspire to play at that level. Mm-hmm. Will you be disappointed if you're not on the U.S. team in 2020 that plays in Tokyo?
Right now, I think since this Olympics just ended, that's way far in advance, and I want to focus on UVA field hockey right now since it's right here thrown at us, and then U21s obviously is really important, so I don't want to think. I mean, obviously it's a goal in your head to think about that, but I think right now it's good to focus on what's right in front of you instead of getting way too ahead of the future.
This is the 9th straight season that there has been at least one Vatese in the field hockey program here.
Mm-hmm.
First there was Michelle, then Carissa, and now, of course, you.
Yeah.
No more sisters, right? You're the end of the line
here. I'm the youngest, yes. Two more years.
What's the age difference between you and your sisters?
So Carissa and I are 4 years apart. Michelle and Carissa are 2, so that makes me 6 from Michelle.
So I know they overlapped a little bit here and have played together. Has there ever been a time in your field hockey career that you played with either of your sisters?
There actually was one time we all played for the same club team, and they needed people to play up because they were down numbers. So I got asked to play, and I was way younger at the time, and I was not even eligible for the age group, but they allowed for people to come up and play. So I played in one tournament with both of my sisters, and it was funny, but they were both lucky enough to play with each other for 2 years here, I believe. It was 2. So something, unfortunately, I've never been able to do besides club. But
so your dad is a field hockey coach now at your old high school, right?
Yes.
Did the sisters get into the sport because your dad was involved, or did he get involved in it after you guys took it up?
It's actually funny. So we went to elementary or grade school at a private school, and the gym teacher got Michelle into field hockey, and then it just became a chain reaction with Carissa and I, and she started Michelle in it, and she played for her team, and then she ended up being the health teacher at our high school. So it ended up working out great because we got to know her, and then Carissa and I started playing with her, and then we all just became involved with USA Field Hockey clubs, and then we played at high school, and now UVA.
I mean, did your dad know anything about the sport before this all started?
Or? He got us into inline hockey. He was the reason why we played inline hockey, and then so I would say no for field hockey, but once Michelle got started, Carissa and I went to him to get involved with field hockey. So I would say someone else helped Michelle, which then led to Carissa and I.
So you played lacrosse in high school too, right?
Yes.
Was that a sport, had you chosen to go down that road? Could you have played college lacrosse?
I really enjoyed playing lacrosse in high school. It was just hard to balance because I was always doing hockey too, so I would miss lacrosse for field hockey tournaments or traveling for USA field hockey. So I never actually got involved with lacrosse outside of high school, but I definitely think sticking with field hockey was the better choice. I'm better at field hockey than I was at lacrosse.
Your third college season officially starts Friday afternoon at 4.
Against Miami of Ohio.
At the turf field, and Miami's assistant coaches include legendary former UVA staffer Chip Rogers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Chip.
Yes.
But what's preseason been like for you and your teammates?
Preseason, there's definitely been some adversity, the heat being one, the weather. There was thunderstorms, so we weren't always able to be out in the field. But preseason went really well, I think. We have a much bigger squad this year, so we lost one player last year, Taylor
and
Brown.
And added eight,
yes. So it definitely was a big change being with that many people, but I think the team still has been working at the same goals that we set to complete last year. And I think looking forward to this Friday, I'm excited, and I think the whole entire team is too.
In the preseason poll that came out this week, UVA was ranked number 5th, mm-hmm. number 5 nationally. As you mentioned, there was only one senior on the team last year, and that team made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
You've added 8 recruits. I know games aren't played on paper, but on paper this looks like a team with a very high ceiling. What are your thoughts on the talent level in the program, your expectations for the season, and kind of the experience? This is a very experienced team, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I think losing Taylor is definitely a big loss. She made the work rate so much higher. She had great skill, and she was a leader. She had the most experience on the team. So I think losing her was big, but we have a really strong fourth-year class, and I think the third-year class is pretty strong as well. So all of us being upperclassmen, it's important for us to take control and take the lead. And I think most of us, most second-years, third-years, and fourth-years all played last year, so we all have that experience. And I think if we just focus on day-by-day our goals, I think we'll make it even further in the tournament this year.
What was, when you look back at last season, was there a specific area of the team really needed to address this offseason, place you needed to get better, you know, if you want to reach your goals as a team?
That's a tough question. Sorry. I think fitness wise, we all made that a big goal because coming into preseason fit is important because you have to pass the fitness test to be able to play. And I think the majority of the team did that. So that was one thing I know we focused on during the off season this past summer. But I think most people picked up a stick and had touches, and we all have individual focuses, so I think people worked on them. And I think once going into preseason, we put it all together, and I know we have practice today, practice tomorrow. If we keep focusing on where we want to build, I think Friday will be a really good game for us.
What has the transition been like for you to go from being the new kid in the lineup in 2014 to one of the leaders on the team now?
It's definitely, I like watching how we've progressed over the years, and I think it's important. I have experience internationally. There's other girls that do as well, and I think being a leader is really big, and I think anyone in any grade can be a leader depending on how you show yourself on the field, off the field. And I think just because if you're a fourth year, you don't always need to be considered the leader when everyone else has something to offer too. So I think looking back at 2014 to now, I think there's been huge progress.
You were named the National Player of the Year last season, so you've set the bar pretty high mm-hmm. for yourself.
Yeah.
When you look at your game and kind of reflect and assess yourself, where do you see room for improvement? And, you know, what do you want to do better this year maybe than you did last year?
I think one thing for me is I tend to show my frustrations, and whether it's me making the mistakes or if something's not working for the team, I think one thing I know I need to work on and focus on is just staying in the moment on the field, being focused, and not letting frustrations get to me, because it does affect my play and it also affects other girls' play as well, because people look up to you as a leader, so you always want to be on point with what you're doing, and that's one thing I know I want to focus on, and just driving the tempo for sure.
I'm sure you are the focal point or a focal point of every opposing team's scouting report. Did mm-hmm. you find that you got like more attention on the field last year than you did even as a freshman?
I would say yes. I think Lucy too, she's a big focal point, and both her and I, there's teams that will man mark us. There's teams that will try and frustrate you. And it's important for both of us to realize, like, this can't mess up our game. We have to focus on our team only and our play, and instead of worrying about what other teams are doing, because then that puts us apart. And I think our focus goes away, which then, I guess, affects the other teammates, like, in a bad way.
There are players on the UVA roster from the Netherlands, mm-hmm. Germany, England, and New Zealand, as well as the United States. Do these different countries have distinct playing styles, or is the game played pretty much the same everywhere?
I think other countries have very good skill with all of the foreigners on our team. They all have tremendous skill. So they're very good with the ball. They're very good off the ball. And I think that they've read things differently than some of us do. Their style of play is different, I would say. Someone like Nadine, Dominique, who's a first year, they both have very good skill. And the way they play, you can just tell the way they possess the ball and carry the ball. There's like a difference between us and them. I would say that it is distinct. It's unique. It's interesting. And I feel like Americans, we can learn from that.
Do you like the fact that within your sport, you can also kind of broaden your horizons culturally by, you know, playing with and alongside people from different countries?
Yeah, I think it's really important, because other countries have so many other things to offer, and Europe clearly is one of the best areas where field hockey is held. It's way bigger in other countries than it is in the United States, and I think it's nice to learn from them as well, because they have a different perspective of the game.
Virginia has not reached the NCAA semifinals in field hockey since 2010, mm-hmm. when Michelle was a junior and Carissa was a freshman. Last year, you end up losing 2-1 to Duke, which you had beaten twice before during the season. I'm sure that was frustrating. The Final Four is in Norfolk this year, mm-hmm. at ODU. Is that a goal that the players and coaches kind of put out there and talk about publicly, or you just figure if you take care of business, you'll end up there?
We definitely have spoken about it. We meet with Dr. Freeman, who's our sports psychologist, and that was one of our focuses, was what is our goal, and that's obviously making it to Final Four weekend and winning a national championship. But we also are focusing day by day on little goals and how we can progress as a team on and off the field, and we are focusing on the why part, why we want this, why we are here, and then we focus on how we will get there. So, and we do that in our meetings with him, and then that also shows on the field when we work on certain things.
So you grew up in South Jersey in the township of Cherry Hill.
Yes.
Do you root for New Jersey and New York pro teams, or are you
I'm a Philadelphia fan, strictly Philadelphia. I've lived 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia, so it's not too far to get there, and I'm a big Eagles fan, so hopefully,
they're not the best team, but
so yeah, and I'm a big Flyers fan. Don't watch baseball too much, but
I think a lot of people assume that you would end up at Virginia because of your sisters, but I know you had many other options when it came time to pick a college. Did you look hard at other schools?
I did. I actually was, out of a lot of the girls in my recruiting class, I was one of the last girls to commit to UVA. And I also showed interest in Princeton. That was one of my top choices. I loved the head coach. She's no longer the head coach there, but that was one of my choices. And then I also was looking at Maryland. So it came down to those three schools, UVA, Maryland, Princeton. And ultimately, UVA just was set apart for me. I mean, I always would go visit other schools and compare it to UVA, and I didn't think anything compared to it. So,
I mean, I'm sure you knew more about Charlottesville and UVA than a lot of your classmates when you got here. How big a draw was just kind of the university itself, apart from the field hockey?
Well, I also think it's important, too, when you're looking at a university, you have to look at other things besides field hockey or whatever sport you are playing. I think grounds is beautiful. Academics here is very good. So I think field hockey is not going to be my life forever. And I think it's important that you look at other aspects that the university offers. And UVA has a great reputation with academics. And the whole social atmosphere is awesome, too. So that really set this school apart from other schools to me. And it was easier having both my sisters here. I visited so many times that it made it hard for me not to love it.
What, have you picked a major? And if so, what is it?
Yes, mathematics is my major.
Really?
Yes.
Have you always been mathematically inclined, or?
I enjoyed taking math classes in high school. They are tough, and they're tough here, but I originally was focusing on econ here, and it was definitely a little bit more tough for me. So, and I went into math and ended up doing well in the math courses I took here, so I decided, why not? Let's go for it. And I know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm up for any challenge.
So will you do something with math, you think, when field hockey's over?
Maybe. I think I could go into somewhere with finance. I probably would end up going to graduate school, but just focusing on the classes I'm in now. So can't think too far ahead. Got to make it through this semester first.
I know you have a lot of time commitments with field hockey and academics. Do you have time to get involved with organizations around grounds or go to other sporting events? And if so, what teams do you follow here?
Yeah, I think in the fall it's a little more difficult because we are traveling on weekends where there's home football games. Sometimes we have home weekends here, but we have practice in the morning and then Michelle wants us off our feet. So it's hard to trek all the way to a football game, stand out in the heat because then we have to play the next day. So I think the fall is a little more difficult to see other sporting events, but we do as a team like watching men's soccer. We're pretty good friends with those guys, so we enjoy watching their games. I did go to a basketball game last season. I think it was against Syracuse, which was ended up being a really good game. Yeah. Taylor actually got me really good seats. I was right across from the away bench, so I could see everything perfectly. It was awesome. And then in the spring, we definitely watched we went to men's lacrosse games, maybe a few women's games, not sure. I don't remember fully. But so I would say men's soccer probably the most we watched.
Final question. What's your favorite thing about UVA, I guess, apart from the field hockey?
My favorite thing about UVA, I would say all the friends that I've made, and just I enjoy walking around grounds and just seeing people, and I enjoy meeting new people. With girls on our team, everyone has different groups of friends, and I think the one thing that I enjoy most is meeting other people and seeing other people at social events or whatever we're doing. So I would say the people here is definitely one thing I love the most.
Well, good. Well, thanks again for making time for this interview, and best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.
This is the first full weekend of the new school year for UVA Athletics, and fans can check out not only field hockey, but women's soccer, men's soccer, and volleyball in Charlottesville. For information and features on our teams and student athletes, check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.